Well, strong stuff there from David Lee, who is the editor of the arts magazine, The Jackdaw. I'm joined by Ruth McKenzie, who was the director of the Cultural Olympiad.
Hello.
Gosh.
Well, I'd say there were over 5,000 commissions. And so just as everyone doesn't win a gold medal at the Olympics, so we had some amazing winners and some that maybe risked but didn't quite land.
What like? And,
you know, this time last year, we had Daniel Barenboim doing the last of his Beethoven cycle as part of the proms, Beethoven 9, very appropriate.
Which would have happened anyway without the Cultural Olympiad.
The Beethoven cycle may not have happened without the Cultural Olympiad.
Well, it may not, but it probably would.
And the proms had more commissions last year than ever in their history.
But that's the proms. The proms happen every year.
Yes, but the BBC joined with the Cultural Olympiad to do a special programme. They did their largest Radio 1 Hackney weekend with Jay-Z, with Rihanna, with Dizzy Rascal, in the East End of London, with and for the young people in those most deprived of communities. But today, you'll be able to see one of our commissions, Jeremy Deller. Now, that's an artist who I think history will say is one of the winners. Jeremy Deller, who's just on the Venice Biennale, and one of his commissions for the London 2012 Festival was Sacrilege, a gigantic inflatable Stonehenge, which hundreds of thousands of people have already enjoyed. No, they've all bounced up and down on it. We have the way to preserve it. It's one of his great pieces. You can get down to the Olympic Park and you can have a great time participating on a great piece of art.
And look, all right, maybe that's right.
Let's be serious about art. Art isn't just oil paintings anymore.
But it's partly that. You can't dismiss